Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to the Apostle Dr. Leseo Molokwane. He's on the line. Greetings, Muruti. Welcome, sir.
Grace and peace to you, Muruti Waga. Thank you so much for having me. It's always an honor and privilege to share the word of God with you and, you know, to build one another.
I hope you're well, sir. I hope you're well.
Man of God, I'm on top. I've got no reason to complain.
I'm happy to hear that. You know,
yes,
many people are yet to find out as to the implications of this, because the more you confess this and the more the Father would put you on top, more and more and more.
Absolutely.
And people should copy that, you know,
and
they will see. The repercussions. Yeah. Anyway, Muruti, we are talking about an issue where a spouse is unable to fulfill marital duties because of injury. It can be because of sickness. And sometimes it's because they don't want to. Or sometimes they are fulfilling these duties somewhere else. You know? And sometimes... Akiti, you know, sometimes I don't know when people come to you. When people come to me, they say some most amusing things. The other one says, "Muruti, I want to complain because ball pen ogar ifedile ink." You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the brother man was sitting there. And saying, "Marakesa kwana hu kwarinya na no hu kwarinya wa kwarinya."
Yeah.
Mankwari matches. Who scratch our wakor? Mara, I want. I. And now it dawned quite well that even the ink is a marital duty. Is a marital duty. Ngwala hula. Waibon.
Yeah.
And because one would be saying, then I feel fulfilled. And it enables me to fulfill also. But also to know that I am one with my spouse. And then I said, wow. You know, because this is a very educated woman, man. This is a doctor.
Yeah.
This is a doctor we're talking about.
Mm.
And then saying, look, I know maybe you have never looked in this it in this way, but this is how it makes me feel. If pene aingwali, maraki pene waitara kio na pene sati mara aingwali. Kinebu tata huru hunali kwa ingwala. And truly so, there was somewhere else more pene ingwala and the ingwala huru enkebe ifele.
Yeah.
There are others, Muruti, who had unfortunate situations in their lives. They suffer from comorbidities. And somehow fulfilling marital duties, especially intimacies, becomes a bit of a challenge. And they need a bit of counseling, you know, to change diets and all those kinds of things and stuff. There are others who had reached menopause and basically now are at a stage of even self-loathing, Muruti. They don't like themselves anymore. They don't feel anything anymore because they think their value of being a woman is basically ended somewhere. Ish, it means this guy is going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And there are those who basically also, because of injuries, Muruti, people who have been in injuries. I've seen some of the worst injuries, man.
Yeah,
people who have been injured, you know, even there, well, when they've been injured, and somehow, they have that challenge, and spouses have to deal with this. Someone was fighting with their spouse, and they're both actors, you know. The one, other one is an actor in this fashion, very amusing fashion, because it's very much, you know. Something that you would say, Chanse Khalimiwe. The other one is a professional. And then when they fight, this one always brings out this case. Yahore, ke permanent load shedding.
Mm.
And it hurts the brother so much. And if that's a condition, there is a way. I mean, doctors are saying this. I mean, Dr. Mbodi is saying quite a lot about this. There's massive restorations that can take place. These are many challenges. Another challenge, challenges of adultery.
Yeah.
You know, others are challenges, you know, of disease. You know, when someone has a disease that is highly infectious and it's an acquired disease that challenges the immune system. Mm. And now the spouse says, hey, even if we can have protection, anything can happen. You know, I can't go on this. And the other one says, the one who has been infected, there was a time when the protection got loose. Yet he continued and says, I could see in his eyes that he was happy that he was infecting me.
Mm.
What comes to mind, Murthy? Ish.
Yeah, no, like you rightly said, Pastor Ray, you know, there are obviously spouses who can't fulfill their marital duties due to a number of things that you have alluded to.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, you know, some of them are using their vessels elsewhere.
Eish.
You know, they are using their hose pipes elsewhere. They are watering someone's garden instead of watering their own garden.
Muna.
Now, and obviously, if you are watering someone's garden with your, not only with your own hose pipe, but also with your own water,
hey,
the cistern will run dry.
Yeah.
And so it's important for one to ensure that they take care of their own cistern, they take care of their own water, they take care of their own their own hose pipe, their own vessel, their own, you know, instrument they use, you know, to water their own garden.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see the other garden blooming and you continue to water there, leaving or abandoning your own garden, I mean, come on, it will be dry at one point and there will be complaints, there will be murmurings because your own garden is dry. Your own garden cannot give you what you want to have. There's no enjoyment. There's no pleasure in your own garden. But you are going somewhere. You are having a picnic somewhere else. You know, and you are using the resources that you should be using in your own garden. That becomes a problem.
Nice.
And so it's important that people will, you know, develop a skill of knowing how to help their spouses to fulfill their marital duties. And of course, like you rightly said, there are those who are unable to fulfill their marital duties due to comorbidities. You know, they have developed sugar diabetes. For whatever reason, whether it's hereditary or because of what they were eating, you know, their kind of lifestyle they were living.
Yeah.
Drinking alcohol or eating
smoking
too much sugar. You know, I know a young man at that time, he married two wives, you know.
Yeah.
But because he drank Coke like nobody, sorry, this.
I get you.
Yeah, this this black drink, like nobody's business. You know, he ended up, you know, having this comorbidity. He ended up having diabetes,
Ish.
And you know, he was unable to fulfill his marital duties due to this condition. And there are those who are unable to fulfill their marital duties, Mr. Ray, because of high blood pressure, you know. And like I said, some of these conditions are inherited.
Yeah.
It may not be because of what you have done. It may not be because of your lifestyle. But because you have inherited this this condition, I mean, there are 18-year-olds who have diabetes. There are 16-year-olds who have
erectile dysfunction.
So it's important for us to understand that it is not necessarily about your lifestyle. It's as because of you know, your background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are others, like you rightly said, it's because of the menopause. I mean, when you are, you get to that stage, as a woman, especially, you may find it difficult to fulfill your duties. And I know, Pastor, there are others who will say, man, because I can't fulfill my marital duties, I give you permission to go outside, you know.
Mm.
And we are dealing with situations where the other one listened to the advice. And now the wife is crying, saying, man, I want my husband back.
Yeah.
I want my man back.
But
now this man says it's late.
It's late.
You see, it's late. When I needed you, when I wanted you, when I wanted us to have intimacy, you know.
To water the garden.
To enjoy each other.
Yeah.
To water the garden.
Yeah.
You neglected me, you rejected me. So you pushed me out, and now I'm out, you want me in, you want to play yo-yo with me. So that is not going to happen.
Eish.
And of course, like you rightly said, some is because of injuries. And there are people who have who are seriously injured.
Uh-huh.
And some perseverance not because of accidents. It is simply because they did a surgery.
Yes, yes.
And a surgery deformed them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It affected their vessels. It affected. Some are women, you know.
Mm.
Their vessels are okay, but there's a huge tummy that has developed. And they're unable to fulfill their marital duties.
Mm.
Some are men who, you know, who had, you know, this cancer.
Mm.
And after operation or after surgery, they were not able to perform properly.
Yeah.
That is an injury.
Mm.
And so, and of course, there are those who are unable to fulfill their marital duties, like you rightly said, due to adultery, you know.
Mm.
And adultery has a package on its own. It has a number of things that are attached to it. Like, you know, infections, as you rightly said earlier on. And, you know, part of the package of adultery is, you know, what we spoke about earlier on.
Mm.
The other person being pushed out, and they end up committing adultery, you know. So
sure.
These are just some of the things that occur. When all the reasons behind inability to fulfill the marital duties.
I hear you quite well, Muruti, and especially on the aspects of some of these reasons that are there, you know, which are a cause towards this. When we come back, there are some things also that people do on themselves, which cause them to end up not being able to fulfill these kinds of marital duties. And these are self-inflicted and have nothing to do with adultery and stuff. But because they took advices, you know, and the pastor says, I also did it. And he also went and had it done. Yet, the response was not the same.
Yeah.
When we come back, we look into those.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave. I'm talking to the Apostle Dr. Lesom Lokwane. We are holding base on this issue when one is unable. This is a preface of the topic that we'll be having next week. When one is unable to fulfill their marital duties, causes and effects, you know, situations that are there. Off air, I was just talking, amongst other things, about some advices that I don't know about women that much, but I know about men. If you can go around here in the streets, Muruti, in my neighborhood, I live here, in my neighborhood, I saw people were having the the community, they were having these big urns, you know, with boiling water. And then they were going on poles and they were removing these posters. They stay permanent. Enlargement, finding your lost lover, and what and what and what. In my neighborhood, they don't want those things. You can't put them on the poles, you know. So, a story about that. Couples are meeting, and this couple, ya buruti li mamruti, they always talk, kam koilungur hua otli wakating.
And
I'm sad, babu, I know, white king, size 12. And when our level all stand on our 7.5, hey, Muruti Rauta or Kesa is 12 women, naying Murutara and Aladalam. Utanto Jesso, Jesso, Hunali, this herbalist. Hucham Ruti Nakum Rutwak. Let's go to him and then Unali Miriana, you know. And Utanto Borso Levese, Lu Borso Locaro Shiny Saskakosaya Skolo. I, the rich guy, the results were the opposite of what Muruti had. Ako size 7, ayako size 5. You see the problem now? Abbreviations, the afkor tanks. There was a big fight in the church. In the denomination. Let me not say the church. In the denomination. There was a big fight. And he took back his double cap that he had bought as a present. And then now he had to go to the doctor. So about 2 inches. You know, and so he could not fulfill his marital duties because he was shortened. And it was bad. Another aspect and moment is when you see someone who could not fulfill their marital duties, Muruti, because they actually are getting self-services. I don't know if you understand this. They're busy with porn. And it makes them to be unable to fulfill their marital duties. And these are believers. They're busy with porn. And he can't differentiate between that which is real and not. Actually, he has attached the meanings vice versa. That which is not real, it now has become real to him. That which is not real had become real to him. And therefore, it affects at home. And it affects him because he feels that the wife cannot fulfill her marital duties. Because he wants the wife to be like this American girl that he saw doing these things. And it's a bit of a problem. Number three.
Yeah.
At some stage also, a moment comes, and this is when one is overworking. And I spoke about this to you, Muruti, long ago, and we started to speak about the concept of the Transvaal House. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember very well.
Yeah, go na le card box e nngwe ko Transvaal House. Go paka di Mercedes Benz mola. Ba tlile servicing.
Yeah.
Mostly it's women.
Mm.
Yeah. 99.9 it's women baba service wang kwale. And when asked, you know, documentary was made there, and we asked why this, because you are regular. And they say, my husband is busy, he's a politician and all those kinds of things, and he is away. And if I check the times that my husband is away, it's every second day, because my husband is away 4 to 5 months in a year from home. Even though he doesn't go the whole full 5 months, kaulatelana so, but he is at home this week. The other 2 weeks he's not at home. He's at home this week, and I'm on my period. And then when he leaves, it's when I stop, you know. And then what happens then? Then baya go Transvaal House, na ba fana nyana ba bamula, ba sevisa, ba borso.
Ba borso.
Yeah. So they end up becoming addicted to that. Even when the husband comes home, they can't fulfill their marital duties to their husbands because now they are used to this thing that is happening there. Others, kibo sugar daddy, if you go to these universities, I don't want to talk about this University of Technology. If you go there, you would see these big cars parked there. Big German machines parked there at night.
Mm.
And they can't fulfill duties at home because they're fulfilling them in the campus. Ruti, what comes to mind?
Absolutely, Pastor Ray. You know, I love that one that you started with, the issue of enlargement and reductions and all that.
Hey.
Now, you know, sometimes people don't realize that when you, especially men, they don't realize that when they go for these enlargements, not only that it can go wrong in a sense that it becomes small or it becomes reduced, but it can go wrong and become even larger. Larger than you expected, larger than you wanted, larger than you anticipated. And the problem with this, in most cases, Pastor Ray, is that when some men go for these enlargements, because I've never seen anyone making the first move saying, I want to go for reduction. Every time they go for enlargement. And here's the bad part about it, the best thing about it, is that they don't consider their spouses. I'm looking at the guy that you were talking about, that I assume that he did not even consult with his wife to say, look, I am going with this man for enlargement. Because you'll find that his wife never complained, you know. And most women will tell you that. The most important thing for them is to enjoy what they have. And but men would love them to do something else, you know, either to scream or to run. just say, wait, wait, please wait, you know. I mean, if this is her wife, she should enjoy you, not be scared of you. I mean, of course, you'll remember that in olden days, they would say, Msadi wa shapi wa papa. Wotu wakantwena, umu atlaka tobanyena. Then the idea becomes, you know, punishing her instead of letting her enjoy you or enjoying each other. So these are self-inflicted conditions, self-inflicted problems, Pastor, like you rightly said. And the other self-inflicted problem is that one of self-service. Mm. You know, you inflict yourself by beginning to believe what is not right and begin to practice it. Mm. You know, and now in your head, when you meet your wife or you meet your husband, you have that in your mind, you know. You want to see that happening, what you saw in the video, what you saw in that picture. Yeah. You want to experience that. And you don't know what that other person on the video was experiencing, because after all, they are acting, you know. Mm. They are actors, and they are acting doing that. Mm. You are not acting. This is real life. Mm. So these are just some of the problems. And, Pastor Ray, additional causes of marital distress include substance abuse.
Yeah.
There are people who are unable. I mean, we see them in the streets. Mm. People who are into nyaope, Pastor Ray, who are addicted with nyaope, they are dead, you know, as far as sexual is concerned, they are dead. They have no interest whatsoever. Nyaope or drugs kill their sexual appetite, you know. It kills their ability to have sex. There are many people who are married, they are now in the streets because they find themselves useless in their marriage. They find themselves useless in their homes. Because drugs kill their appetite to fulfill their marital duties, not only sexually, but also physically and otherwise. They are not able to function well in their homes because of sexual addiction. Mm. So it is important for us to understand that drug addiction can become a problem in the marital union, in the marital relationship, because it causes people not to be able to fulfill their marital duties. And some of the causes include gambling. Pastor Ray, you made an example of people who go, women who go to a Transvaal House because the husband is here this week and the next 2 weeks he's not there. Now, gambling is like that. Mm. Gambling can take someone from the home, and they end up staying in the street. They end up staying in these clubhouses, and they stay in the street. They stay in town just to gamble, you know. And when they have not won, when they have not made it, they will sleep in the street. Mm. That can become very dangerous. Because spouses will not be able to fulfill their marital duties.
Mm.
And for women, the loss of a child can lead to that because they become depressed, they become distressed, they ask themselves questions. I know a lady who has who is even rejecting men as we speak after she lost her child. You know, she is not willing to be intimate with. She was not willing to be intimate with her spouse. She is not even willing to be intimate with any man at this stage, because of what she went through. So these are just some of the things, Pastor Ray, that can cause men or women not be able to fulfill their marital duties. Some of the causes, Pastor Ray, include infidelity, which you spoke about earlier on. Some include lack of financial resources or lack of money, if you will. You know, you probably have seen this, Pastor Ray, or heard this. You have dealt with this as a counselor, where, you know, women will not want to be intimate with their spouses because there is no money. You know, they complain about their husbands not working. They complain about their husbands not being able to bring more money in the home. They complain about their spouses, their husbands not being able to provide for them, not being able to buy the cars they want, not being able to buy the houses they want, not being able to buy the furniture they want. So that becomes a problem. It does not become a problem only to women who refuse to fulfill their marital duties, but also, like in this case, women in this particular case refuse to fulfill their marital duties. But on the other side, on the flip side, men are unable to fulfill their marital duties if they feel distressed because of lack of money or lack of finances. You know, it becomes a problem to them when a man is unable to provide for his family. He feels that he's unable, he's useless. That's how he feels. He feels useless. That what am I living for? What am I here for? What am I a man for? Because I'm unable to provide for my wife. I'm unable to provide for my children. I'm unable to do anything in the house. But sometimes they don't realize that their leadership is important in the house. But whatever they do, their ideas, their opinions, their inputs play a pivotal role in making sure that the family becomes stable. That's right.
You know, I am startled by that, and it is the ultimate truth. There are those who would subject their spouses into a line of their wanting by refusing to fulfill their marital duties. And their spouses are afraid of finding themselves committing adultery and all those things. Yeah. They would use that as a leverage. You said others are going on and not fulfill their duties because of money. They want money. They want to get rid of the car that they have so that they can have a car that looks like the car of one of the elders at church or the contemporaries at church. That is using marital duties as a leverage for manipulation, isn't it, sir?
Indeed. Indeed, Pastor Ray. And like I said, that becomes a problem because these other group of people that we are talking about, it's not like they are unable to fulfill their marital duties. They refuse to fulfill their marital duties. They don't want because they feel that their needs are not met the way they want them to be met. You know, it's one thing for their needs to be met. It's another for their needs to be met the way they want them to be met.
Yeah.
Like you said, it doesn't mean that this man did not buy them a car. Well, they bought him a car. They bought her a car. But this car is old. And now they want to get rid of this car. But it doesn't come cheap. You know, it comes with complaints. It comes with murmuring. It comes with rejection in the bed. It comes with rejection in many other areas. And now it affects the man on the other hand because the man feels that because he's unable to buy a brand new car, a German car, for his wife, he is unable to fulfill his marital duties.
Hey.
That becomes a problem.
Akimatata straight. When basically that is also used as a leverage. I think others use this as a mode of control.
Yeah.
And others basically cannot fulfill their marital duties because they feel under subjection. A guy invites me, Muruti, and says, please come talk to me. I need to talk to you, Ray, you know. And I'm tired of listening to you on the radio.
Mm.
And then I say, okay, where do we meet? He says, I'll send you the direction. The direction leads me to a bar, Muruti. And in this bar, he basically is sitting there at the back.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a bar, Muruti. It's a bar. I mean, you know, I grew up around Shebeens, man. I know one when I see. It's a bar.
Yeah.
And then he sits somewhere at one of the chairs there with peanuts and all those things. And he says, okay. I said, okay, I realized when I was coming here that I'm coming to meet you at a bar. But since I agreed, I have come. And then he says, no, I thought maybe when you see that it's a bar, you won't come. I said, no, man, I'm not like that. I need us to talk. As you said, it is very urgent because you might end up doing a bad thing to your spouse. Then he says to me, Mruti, that at home, he is actually regarded as a second-class citizen.
Mm.
Because the spouse has gotten some promotions at work.
Eish.
And she's a manager or a director, something there. It's long ago. And then he says, now she is at meetings all the time that I need her. I work a normal man's duty, 9 to 5. Then I'm at home around 6:30, you know?
Yeah.
Then I have to cook. I have to help on, and I'm not complaining, to help on with homeworks and stuff. These are my kids, man. Even if I do it all the time, I'm not complaining.
Sure.
But when she comes to bed, she's tired, or she's on a conference call on a laptop, there's a webinar or whatever. Or she's talking on a meeting, whatever. When they finish, it's about 11, 12. And duties cannot be fulfilled that much. And they always have to go somewhere else. Because now she's this big shot. You know, that's what he said. She's this big shot now.
Yeah.
And I don't know for how long I'm going to take it. Because I feel that in my marriage, the duties are not fulfilled, I feel very much disrespected. And I feel very much sidelined. And I think I will just keep quiet. I won't complain anymore. But I am going to substitute her. Which means I am going to replace her without her knowing that she's actually out of the field, you know. And I will be happy because that which I want to fulfill with me, the needs that I have, I will redirect them. And then he says to me, what do you say about this? And I say to him, you shall not commit adultery. And he says, but it looks like you're not realistic because you're not having the problem that I have. I said, I can see you are angry. But I think we need to have this meeting in this very bar with your wife.
Yeah.
And then the following time we had the meeting in that bar with his wife. And they were able to resolve some of the things that they were having. And the wife said, I thought I was making money for the family. And I thought you were not considerate that I am making money for the family. I upgraded everything. I put you in a new car. Huh? We'll talk about this when we come back. So much more to talk about this stuff when we return after this.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
There is radio and radio. And then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference? You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.